Rams Raiders tonight, and of course you can hear that right here on TSN Radio. He is longtime NFLer, Hall of Famer, and you hear him on Westwood One. Here's Tony Boselli live from LA. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're trying to figure out this game tonight. I'm curious if you want to see Baker Mayfield tonight. Are you intrigued by the idea of Baker playing?
I don't know if I'm intrigued. I mean, it'll make it interesting. I mean, a guy gets cut, picked up, short week, Thursday night football, been here a day and a half, and starting an NFL game in a new offense. It could be interesting against a Raiders team who can rush the passer with Max Crosby and Chandler Jones and an offensive line for the Rams that, boy, they've had issues all year. They've started a different combination every game this year. And so it could get really interesting if Baker Mayfield does come in.
Yeah, it almost seems very un-NFL-like for a guy to be there for 48 hours, and he couldn't possibly know the whole playbook. How does he know all the audibles? You mentioned the offensive line. How does he have a connection with his center, his left tackle, et cetera? There's no Cooper Kupp to save him tonight. Like, if Baker plays, what would you be expecting to see?
I think, you know, it's Sean McVay's going to have to keep it simple. Now, he does not – I mean, with Stafford out and, you know, with Wolford in there, they've kept it simpler already. They are not a drop-back team. They are a play-action, boot, move the pocket, try to take pressure off the offensive line that's not very good, and run the ball. So I think it would be similar – but probably a pared-down playbook.
Obviously, the injuries stick out. You mentioned the offensive line. But are you surprised at all at how bad it's gone for the Rams, considering, you know, they won a Super Bowl a year ago, and it's almost from the hop. Like, the Bills went in there week one and smacked them around. It's never felt as if they were close to getting out of this rut.
Well, I mean, I think if you look back, it makes sense. They leveraged everything, their draft, their cap, getting superstar players to win a Super Bowl. Now, to their credit, they got the win last year. But this is a team that has a bunch of veterans, high-paid veterans, and then young guys back into the draft, undrafted free agents that make up the rest of the roster because they've given away all their draft capital the last several years and into the future. And so when you lose stars like Cooper Kupp, like Matthew Stafford, like Aaron Donald, who will not play tonight, Allen Robinson out, all of a sudden you look around and you're going, who is going to make the plays? Because this team has counted on big plays. They've counted on making impact plays that flips the field, turnovers, you know, touchdowns, everything else. And now they don't have those guys. And for a while, they've gotten away with a subpar offensive line. And I think it's coming back to haunt them now.
Well, so Tony, what do you think their future looks like? Because you mentioned all those picks. I think, what was the saying, Hayes? Blank those picks?
Yes, I believe so.
Like, are they kind of screwed now? Like, they get a Super Bowl, so it's probably worth it. But, like, what does the future look like, do you think, for them?
Well, you know the old saying, you live in the now. The future might not be so bright.
Right.
They live in the now, and that's what they did. And the parade and the Super Bowl trophy and all that was awesome last year. But you guys know this in sports and in the NFL. It's not about what you did last year. It's what you're doing right now. And the pressure's on Sean McVay, and it's on this organization to find a way to get back to that winning way. And without the draft picks, I think it's a long road. You have, again, high-priced guys. You know, what's the future of Matthew Stafford? There's a lot of reports of the injury in the neck and everything else. What's that look like going forward? Aaron Donald almost retired last year. If without him out there, they're a different team. They're not as disruptive without him. That's obvious. One of the best players of the era. And then Cooper Kupp with the injury. So I think it's a long road. I think they're going to have to really look at how they restructure their team. Can they make some trades? Maybe they, you know, trade one of those high-priced guys, maybe a Jalen Ramsey, go get some first-rounders and rebuild this thing from scratch. But I think a lot of it depends on Matthew Stafford. What is the long-term outlook for him? If they get him back and he's healthy, well, maybe you can make a run, get an offensive lineman or two, get cut back out there healthy, have Allen Robinson, and you can make another run at it if Aaron Donald doesn't retire.
We're Pro Football Hall of Famer, Westwood One NFL analyst Tony Boselli. Tom Brady back in Northern California this weekend. He and the Bucs are on the way out to play the Niners. And he saved himself with 3 minutes to go on Monday night against New Orleans. Now he's playing a completely different beast on the road. That Niners defense is absolutely lethal. Yet Brock Purdy is their quarterback. How do you see that game playing out?
Well, Brock Purdy looked pretty good last week when he had to come in off the bench with not getting a bunch of reps during the week. And Kyle Shanahan is one of the best offensive minds in football. And he will run the ball. He'll protect the quarterback. He'll have a bunch of bootlegs and waggles and, you know, take away half the field and make it easy for the young quarterback who was a competitor. I mean, you go look back what he did in college. Everyone's doubted him from since going out of college, coming out of high school, in Arizona. So I think he'll be all right. And they have that defense to lean on. And that defense is terrifying. And you look at Tom Brady, who's not mobile, great quarterback, greatest of all time, but he has an offensive line that's porous. And Tristan Wirfs has been hurt. They're starting right tackle. Donovan Smith has struggled. We saw that in the game this past weekend, a bunch of holding penalties. Can they hold up against Nick Bosa and the rest of that pass rush? I don't think so. And so I'm not sure how much Brock Purdy has to do in this game against Tampa because I think that defense is going to take over.
Well, with everything you're mentioning there, Tony, do you cross off the Niners, or are you still open to the Niners as a Super Bowl team just because everything you did say? And like, they have a lot of playmakers. Like, they have a lot of different ways that they can kind of game this with Brock Purdy. Do you still think they can win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, they got a good offensive line. They can run the ball. They're the most creative running team. They have the most creative run game in the NFL. And when you have a defense, that travels. And so if they can run the ball and limit turnovers, and Brock Purdy can play good football, he doesn't play great, I think there'll be dangers in the playoffs just because of that defense in the run game.
Everyone wants to know, we're chatting with Tony Boselli up here in, you know, Toronto, Western New York. Can the Bills still win a Super Bowl without Von Miller?
Well, it got a little bit harder, but with Josh Allen, I wouldn't bet against them. I mean, they're explosive, and you know, they're right in it with the Chiefs losing last week, and they got the tiebreaker there. The AFC at the top is tough, and don't fall asleep on Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. After the slow start, boy, they might be playing as good as football as anybody right now in the NFL. So I think the AFC is a tough road because you have Buffalo, you have Kansas City, and now all of a sudden you have Cincinnati sneaking their nose into it. But I think it makes it more difficult because of the pass rush and how disruptive Von Miller has been this year and throughout his career. At the same time, they got a lot of talent on that team, and they're very well coached.
Yep. It's going to be a fun stretch run, as always. He is Tony Boselli. He's in L.A. Rams, Raiders tonight, Thursday Night Football. Enjoy that, Tony. Really appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. There's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, Tony Boselli. Still high on the Bills, still high on the Niners with Brock Purdy.
I think he's right. I mean, like, I love Jimmy, but how good is Jimmy? Like,
no, Jimmy Garoppolo's just not—he's not great. He's like, he wins. The thing is, the reason they went out there and traded for Trey Lance is because Shanahan and Lynch realized in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl against the Chiefs, Garoppolo couldn't make the final play. Like, at some point, you need your quarterback to make. Like, Eli Manning's in the Hall of Fame because he hit Plaxico Burress.
Yeah,
right. Because he made that other pass across the middle, right? Like, at some point, Brock Purdy, if they go all the way to the Super Bowl, is going to have to make a magical play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's he can check it down. He can throw it out of the backfield. He can run the ball
Is, like, Trey Lance didn't look like he could complete a pass.
No, I know. That was a flyer. Like, they were hoping to find a guy that
it was just third overall, wasn't it?
They traded a lot of collateral to get up and get him, too. They traded a bunch of picks to go get him. Then they traded picks to go get Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to go to the playoffs. Like, their defense is too good. Their offensive line is too good. Run game's too good. Like, yeah. Purdy's got weapons. You got Samuel. You got Ayuk. You got Kittle. They're loaded, man. They are loaded. The truth is, if they could get Brady out of Tampa to San Fran, like, if he was with the Niners.
They just wave him?
I think they might be a Super Bowl favorite if Brady was there. Yeah. Like, obviously, that's not going to happen. But the point being is, the belief was he wanted to play there. He grew up a Niner fan.
Who is your Super Bowl favorite now?
Probably the Chiefs still. I'd probably go Chiefs 1, Bills a close second.
So you put the Bills ahead of the Bengals. I know that's great. Yeah?
I still would. Bengals, listen, they've been outstanding. They got to prove they're going to win their division, which I think they will with Lamar Jackson out. That's a big injury. Lamar could be out upwards of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Ravens are in trouble.